Nothing with insurance. That's correct.
Heard some hammer already, and it's like, really? You know? Yeah, everybody has.
I don't know what their program is.
Well, I better go get.
But yeah, they started late, so they started the track and field right at 5:20.
You didn't get to see anything?
Just been warming up.
Is that out here?
Yeah, it's here at home today.
In high school, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know I had a meet tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the bet?
I didn't see. It's a real pale blue, like your shirt.
Lincoln, maybe?
I seen Ball State,
That's Burris.
Burris.
I seen Ball State, but they're also playing tennis.
I've got a WC hat. Says WC. I need to get out there. We need to hurry this meeting up so I can go out there and support Winchester.
In front of Burris?
Let's get this meeting started.
I think he's instigating some problems. I go to the meeting, let's go.
It is past 5:30. We do have a majority, so let's go ahead and start with the April 14th, 2016 Winchester Redevelopment Commission meeting. We will start by welcoming everyone, and let's stand and do the pledge of allegiance. The flag is behind me here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and I'm going to go ahead and read again our Winchester Redevelopment Commission statement. The Winchester Redevelopment Commission wishes to use the powers granted to it per the Indiana Code to investigate, survey, and study areas within the city that need redevelopment. Furthermore, the commission shall use its powers in a capacity that promotes the acquisition, disposition, demolition, remediation, repair, maintenance, and redevelopment, and further improvement for the purposes of advancing economic development and quality of life of the residents of the city of Winchester. Mayor Sean Byron. Thank you, Mayor, for that. And we have, looks like one guest in the audience. If you don't mind, if your name, please.
Melissa Davis, and we just opened Discounts Galore up there on Main Street.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. What's the address of your building?
203 South Main.
203 South Main. Okay. Mm-hmm. What was the name of the business again? Galore?
Discounts Galore.
Discounts Galore. Okay.
That's the blade. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Let's take a minute to read our minutes. We've got, looks like February and March is here, and they're pretty detailed. But let's do go through them. For one thing, my kind of gets up to speed is where we're at on things, but. And this other Jimmy's got here, and I hadn't barely got through March's, so let's take a little bit of time to read the minutes. Anything we would need to add to it, Vicki, or?
Could be. I hope they're accurate.
Okay.
If they're not, I will, please tell me and I will amend.
Okay, all right. You okay? We'll take them in order, I guess. We can look at the February minutes and see if there's any corrections or additions that need to be made to the minutes.
I make a motion that we accept the February 11th, 2016 minutes as written.
Okay.
Second.
There's been a motion by Jim Nunez and a second by Joe Batt to accept the February 11th minutes as written. Any discussion or issues? If not, we'll entertain a vote to accept them by stating aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay.
Accepted. Okay, the March 10th minutes. Any discussion or comments?
On the unfinished business, Mr. Flowers, Mr. Denny, Mike Jones. I don't remember Mike Jones.
He's working with the city of Winchester as a consultant in economic development. He's an older man.
The gentleman who spoke up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, he was sitting along the wall there. I remember him speaking up. And
so he's employed by city of Winchester or the Winchester Economic Development?
He's got a strong. Yeah, he works for Augusta Consulting, which we have engaged for multiple things, including economic development.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conan?
Yes.
In the minutes, you said that it was $10,000, the investment that the redevelopment had for the local match for Gateway.
Yeah, I see that.
It was $32,000.
Okay.
I didn't want to really change what you had said, and we don't have to amend it, but I thought I should clarify that, and I didn't know, probably right now, maybe I thought was the time to do it. So, I mean, we don't have to change it in the minutes, because that's what you actually said.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Just a clarification?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that the one with the Gateway?
Yeah, the Gateway signage maintenance project.
Yeah, the contribution from the local match to the redevelopment was $32,000. Not all at one time. One was $20,000 and the other was $12,000.
Okay.
I went back and
I
understand it.
So
we can, yes. Okay. Make an amendment to the minutes or
when you agree to the minutes with, that's where you add the 32. Whoever makes the motion will make the motion to correct that.
Well, it's not to correct it. It's what you said, but we should note it so that if somebody pulls this, says, well, we can.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree that it's not.
Okay.
And that's right. Why you make the motion, and you put that in there. That's part of your motion. Now, the TIF. I thought there was more conversation. I don't know what the hell about that.
Well, there probably was a conversation like that, but I wasn't typing that all out. You guys had me over here from Tom Bittman, and if you want it wrote down, you amend it, you add it to the minutes, and I'll be glad to put it with them right now.
You know how to push the button.
I really like the way that paragraph's written.
Yes. All you guys have to do is each one of you write out what you want, and I'll put it right along with the minutes. Seriously, that is the way you do it.
Yeah.
You can't
get every word that's
I could attach his report though as well.
Yeah.
His report would be attached to the minutes if you prefer that.
Well, especially see, he was teaching us. He was giving us.
It was a good overview.
Yeah, it just for for us to understand.
I'd be glad if you want. I'll do it whatever way you want.
He gave us, bless you, he gave us a...
Oh, yeah, we did get a memorandum.
I thought we did.
From Barnes.
Got a booklet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to... You want me to make a motion or talk?
Somebody.
I would say that. Why do I say I do that to you all the time?
That's fine. I make a motion, we amend the minutes to state $32,000 rather than $10,000.
Well, I think...
To just note that it should have been...
We just want to note that it's, that in actuality, it was $32,000. I did say $10,000, that's what I thought it was at the time.
It was $32,000.
It was $32,000, yeah. So we have a motion that, that we make a note that the minutes have been corrected for the, or the minutes were corrected, but the amount that was...
Actual.
The actual amount that was paid by the redevelopment commission towards the Cyan Gateway project was $32,000. Not $10,000, that's the, that is, I think, the March meeting.
Second.
Okay. And that was, is that a motion to accept the minutes too? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We have, okay, we have a motion to accept the minutes and a second. Any discussion, any further discussion?
I'd like to see the, at least a copy of Mr., just accompany the minutes.
Yeah, memorandum.
Memorandum. Just a copy of it.
Tom Pittman, dated February 21, 2016. It was actually to Augusta Consulting, Brad Bookout, regarding the City of Winchester Development Commission.
That's all I, my...
Okay.
Sure. I can put that with the minutes, we'll put it in the record, the book, record of the, book of records, so...
Okay.
Well, yeah, I need to be doing this tonight, don't I?
Okay. Did we make the motion, I can't remember. Okay, we motioned, we had a second, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, good, we got through our minutes, that's good. And, you know, while, it's fresh in our minds, we need to get a secretary. I still, I, or do we know what the status of Lisa Friend is with this commission? Mayor, do we know?
No, I do not, but I would recommend that maybe a letter be drafted and sent to Councilor Friend, asking her what her status is, and if she does wish to resign, to formally resign, so that we can...
Appoint a...
Council can appoint another member.
Okay, as a president, that would be my...
I feel like that should be...
Sure, be glad to.
She was appointed by the city council.
That's correct. And I believe that there's other city council members that would like to be on this board. They just need, they have to be a formal resignation before council can make a new appointment.
Yeah, we're having the same problem with our, up there too.
Okay, I will take care of that, asking for a formal letter of her status with this commission.
Sure, thank you.
And go from there. In the meantime, let's, Vicki, if you don't mind, if you can continue with the secretary work, thank you. Note taken. All right, let's get on to the Gateway Maintenance Project. Do we have an update on that?
Yes, we do. I met with HWC, the engineer that was contracted for the Gateway Project, Brian Poehler and Catherine Puckett on April 6th to discuss slash determine next steps, and we came to... Well, we didn't come to this. I learned this, okay? So there's a couple things that have to happen. Step one, we have to meet MDOT requirements to finish the existing contract out. Everything that was in the original contract, in the original designs, has to be finished out. And that includes the required plant replacement by the current contractor, which is scheduled for May. So in May, the subcontractor with the plants will come in and they will replace
the plants that died with new plants. That's part of the contract. Plant type and the locations of the plants per the design must remain to meet NDOT requirements. The background of the standalone sign will be painted by current contractor before the project is closed out, because that was part of the original plan. So, in other words, everything that was originally planned has to be completed before NDOT signs off on it, which is step two. Close out existing contract. NDOT will come in, they'll do a final walkthrough, they'll have the plans in hand, they'll check things off, they'll sign and file the final paperwork. A letter, then a letter stating the project is closed out will be sent to the city from NDOT. Third step, last step. HWC will assist the city in applying for a permit from NDOT, as is required, to do the following. One, reconfigure the steel edge restraint to bring it all back in. Okay, so that means we're going to move those plants out of the ground, and we're going to move it back so it's more manageable, the plants around the sign, it's not so spread out and dragged out. Okay, you know that metal curvature erosion thing? We're going to redo that. We're going to rebend it. We're going to cut it and rebend it and make it go around the sign and put those plants right there.
Now, when those sweet plants are planted to meet the first requirement, can they be put in pots or something to make it look right, and then just bring that up, and then actually, or do we have to replant it in the soil to be approved?
The first time, yes.
Okay.
The first time, it all has to be per design.
Okay.
Then you go back in, after NDOT signs off on it, says, no longer ours, it's your city, then we can do whatever we want. Okay, now there's some things that we can't do, of course. We can't take those, some of those plants and take them to the park. We can't take some of those plants and plant them around the square. Those plants have to stay with the project, of course. But we
have to make a permit to the state NDOT to, in order to
what are does our new design
change?
That's right. We have to actually make a new design and send it to NDOT saying this is what we want to do, and they'll approve it. So I met with them. I said, and listening to this commission and city council and residents, to bring this project all back in. It's very much spread out, very hard to maintain. So bring it all back in. And so we will redo the steel edge restraint. We'll relocate plant material into smaller landscape beds. And we will paint the letters and metalwork white to be more legible. Is that everybody okay with that? Because it's not. This is not signed off. This is just me saying this is what I've heard. It's hard to see those letters because they are reflective. They're stainless steel or polished steel, and they reflect. And so you really can't see, you know, if you go out there and take a picture of it on a sunny day,
Yeah. You
cannot see all of the letters. Sometimes they disappear because they're reflective.
But wouldn't white during the day not show up as much as black?
Well,
I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Because if you take pictures during the day on a white background, that I've noticed, when it's hard to see.
There's not a white background on it.
I mean, the letters, white.
They're not white. They're reflective.
That's what I'm saying. If you paint them white, you're saying that we're going to take that.
If you paint them white instead of the shiny steel, mm-hmm. you should be able to see them. And that's not me. I'm not a designer.
Mm-hmm. But what I was asking, why couldn't you paint them black?
Well,
what's the background going to be painted? Because it has to be painted.
It's a gray color, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
And it would be painted also.
Said the background of the sign.
That is the background of the standalone sign, which is the one out by itself with the city seal on it.
Yeah, okay.
The background should have been painted.
It was.
Should have been painted by the current contractor before the project is closed out. In the original contract, so that's going to be painted, so that stands out more.
See, it was a gray color. These other two are kind of grayish background. Yeah. Would that be right, Mayor?
And I think the reason why white instead of black is because of that grayish background, and it might blend in.
Right. Well, that's not trans, but yeah, it would blend in if it.
And I would be happy to ask HWC to come in and explain it and show you examples. You know, I'm not a designer. I'm not an architect. They are. And I just hope they're. I said, well, I said, I forget what I said, that it needs to be a different approach, not the shiny, because you really can't see it in the middle of the day. And I said, well, white would really stand out. It would be very clean. Mm-hmm. It would be very professional. So I like white, personally, but.
Yeah. As it gives a date in May?
Yes, hang on. I got more. Once the permit is obtained, the city will hire a contractor or street crew, whoever. No, I'm sorry. We don't want to use the street crew to do this. Once the permit is obtained, the city will hire a contractor to remove, paint, and reinstall the metalwork and schedule an on-site work day to relocate plant material, which we can still use. We can use volunteers. We can use street department workers to do that. They will be on site to help us identify that's a plant, that's not, tear that out, put that here. Good job, everybody. Let's take a water break.
So it's, all the weeds that are in there and stuff now, are they going to take those out before they plant the new plants, or are they just going to plant new plants among all the weeds?
The weeds? Well, if it's not supposed to be there and it is in a design area, but there's only supposed to be a plant, then yes, I would assume that the weeds would be removed.
Okay.
Because per design, they don't design a weed in that area.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
NDOT, they did tell me NDOT is not going to replace any mulch. There's already about 3 inches of mulch there. Soil samples in 4 different locations have been taken. Some people saw the lady out there doing the soil sample. I don't know, somebody told me they saw her out there. And that's sent off to AL Great Lakes testing. That's late April. We should get those results back and the recommendation. You have to understand that this area of the gateway, I forget the environmental term, but it is a harsh environment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've got salt, you've got road debris, gravel. It's tough.
Yeah.
This is tough for any plant to grow here. May 2nd, HWC will attend the city council meeting to answer any questions. In May, to be determined, Earth Images will replace plant material using existing mulch material on site. Morphe Construction will paint the background of standalone sign wall in May. June, July, August, this will happen. Final walkthrough with NDOT. NDOT to finish paperwork and closeout project. City to water weed and top dress landscape beds with mulch as needed after replacement planting occurs and throughout the summer season. So once they sign off, it is our baby. That's why I think we need to bring it all back in so it's less work other than the mowing. Right? Mowing's easier than weeding. Is everybody, are you good? By September, HWC to assist city in acquiring NDOT permit to repainting of letters, relocation of steel restraint edge, and relocation of plant material. Early October, city to hire a contract to remove lettering and metalwork, powder coat, and white, or if we want to change that, we can. It's not in stone. Well, maybe it is.
Until he's brick.
Yeah, for better visibility and reinstall on all 3 walls. Also in early October, HWC Landscape Architects to schedule an on-site workday with Park Street Department crew to relocate plant material into more condensed beds. So everything will be put back the way it was when it first came. Okay? That's the agreement. And we will work as a street crew, park department, to help maintain that. But it should look like it did last year. The problem, though, was that nobody seemingly was maintaining it. It will be maintained. It will be maintained. We won't let thistles and weeds grow up We've got employees now that, we've got enough employees that we merged our park and street, and we hired some extra people for the park to get it going. We can move them over a day or two, whatever's needed, to get that cleaned up and get it looking nice until we can get NDOT to sign off, and we can bring it back into a manageable project.
You mentioned bringing in a contractor for the reconfiguration piece to help pointed plants versus weeds.
Yes.
Are you thinking like a Wasson's, or are you thinking like an individual?
I haven't thought that far ahead. I'm trying to go back in my notes to where I said that. Joe, can you help me? Did you have a time frame on that, or was that before?
It's near the end. You were talking about hiring a contractor. When do we do the reconfiguration? This is a plant that...
The very last thing. HWC Landscape Architects to schedule an on-site workday with Park Street Department crew to relocate plant material into more condensed beds.
Okay, I missed the HWC.
Yeah.
So they have somebody who can...
And the reason for that, Joe, is because they've already been hired on this project.
Okay, that makes sense.
And it's their design, and they want, and they came in on this meeting and they said, you know, Mayor, this is our work. We want this work to represent our firm. You know, we don't intend to do shoddy work, because everybody will point to that and say HWC did that. That's not a good business model. We want to make this nice for your community, so you're proud of it too. So they really do want to work with us. And they should. They got a lot of money out of this project.
Yeah, they were the inspector.
Absolutely.
During the project.
This project won't really be finished till next October.
Right.
So most of the summer it's going to look as it is now, and then early fall the painting will be done and all that will be done.
It'll look much as it is now, with the exception of a lot more plant life.
Okay.
Because a lot of plants died that were originally installed, because they were installed in October.
Not a good sign.
No, they didn't make it through the winter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why you got that year of, what is that? Because, and then nobody really knew what was plant and what was not. And so it was a challenge to go out there and mow anything or weed anything, because, you know, what's grass and what's not.
Something else I'd like to mention, Jim and I talked about this, all that grass along Sims Drive, you know, where you go back in there, that needs to cut down.
We have a recommendation from Rondell Ernstberger from one of our first redevelopment commission meetings, who I think has that recommendation.
Okay.
If you, I have to pull that back up, and it might be in a packet somewhere from here. I can definitely instruct my street department to go out there.
Well, the new grass is growing up,
and the old grass.
I don't know what you do at home, but if you have any, well, it's got mine off every.
Yeah, they should have been cut down last year before
the. Talking about Sims Parkman?
No,
it's ours. It's Sims Drive.
The landscaping going back.
All those grass.
Decorative grass.
Yes.
But I didn't want to get it mixed up with this one. We're talking with the Gateway, but I'm making sure, because Herb and I was talking about that, and then I mentioned it to that firm to take a look at that while they were looking in that area. Mm-hmm. And that's when you and I was talking about that, after he and I was talking about that. But I don't want to get it confused with this. It's all...
It's a separate project, but it's something we need to...
Right.
That doesn't look good.
And Cook's nursery did that for us, and there was guarantees and all kinds of stuff, and they came back and replaced, but now there's weeds growing up toward the front of 32. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to get off the subject, because, you know, we can go into that one separate.
Okay. I feel like, too, personally, I feel like those tall grasses can be a somewhat of a hazard, driving hazard. So maybe a re-look at what we actually plant there.
We did it at that time. We did it because it was maintenance free. Yeah. And they were little.
Yeah.
They were little. And then the weeds were long, taller than the... So I went out personally and I de-weeded all of that up to Pizza Hut. And I de-weeded and then moved some mulch around, and I trimmed all the trees. Of course, I caught heck because I was trimming the trees, but the trees was breaking and everything else. I like the umbrella like we have out there at the cemetery. I like the umbrella look. You know, it just it's up here, not in the sight of the driver.
Mm-hmm. So that's my Gateway maintenance update.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
You don't need any approvals or anything like that?
Attaboy.
Yeah. Hey, I'll take an attaboy. I
love that attaboy. Augusta Consulting.
They're doing all kinds of work. They're in town quite a bit. Mike Jones. I've gotten to call him Uncle Mike. Unfortunately, I didn't actually look at the Redevelopment Commission meeting until about 10 minutes before the meeting began. Mike was here most of the afternoon. We're doing a lot of different stuff. We cut out some sidewalks for around town and put in ramps because of after talking to many downtown merchants, we realized that and it's not a realization, it's just a fact, our population is aging, and it's sometimes difficult to get if you're a handicapped individual in a wheelchair. Sometimes it's difficult to park here, but you can't get to the ramp if you can cut it down. So, like, if you want to get to, let's say, Everett's place, mm-hmm. which is here, and the handicapped spot's already full. The next handicap parking is on the other side of the block, and so now you're going all the way back. So, so we cut out two curbs and put in a ramp for our for handicap accessible. Today we had lunch with Habitat for Humanity, which will probably bring you something from them next month. A lot of good things.
To the mission.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, did we lose any parking spaces, Mayor? In the new handicap.
Mm-hmm. Well, not yet. But it doesn't make sense to put a ramp in and then not block out any spaces. Because people will park in front of those ramps and they're...
Someone parks there the other day.
Yeah. So we're going to stripe the parking spot in front of those ramps as no parking. We're going to monitor it so that we're only taking up one parking spot per ramp at first. And then if people say, well, you know, that doesn't get it because I can't get to the parking lot next to the striped out parking spot. You follow me?
Right.
To unload their wheelchair, then we'll have to consider blocking out the second parking spot for handicap van accessibility. You understand? Mm-hmm. So then we would be up to four, but right now the plan is do two, one on each ramp, to monitor and assess. And I understand that some merchants might feel that would be four parking spots taken away from their customer base, but I would retort that individuals with handicap need and special needs, such as wheelchairs, are customers too. And I would rather be an accessible city that may someday have to ask our county employees who park around our courthouse to consider our downtown businesses than to be a non-accessible city to all. Yes.
Okay, now in front of the meat market there's two handicapped spots. Mm-hmm. Then we have the one in the middle. So I think if you go there and look, we're actually taking up five parking spots. If we took the two out at the meat market and moved it straight west to the other end of that block, you could still make that.
Then you get two at Everett's.
Then you have the one at Everett's, but then you have one at the other, which you could, would be wheelchair accessible without taking up another parking spot.
I see.
See what I mean?
I do.
Just an idea.
And there's just one up here on the Main Street, isn't it? Over here in this corner, just one handicap, and that's vertical?
Yeah, there's a vertical one, and then there's the one now in front of, so.
The shooting gallery, or close to the shooting gallery?
Yeah. During Fred Freeze's place.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a ramp right now. That's not been labeled or marked.
But it will be at some point in time.
Well, yeah.
But could you turn that one, you know?
Well, you could, but you would be taking up more spots. They would actually net more spots, I think, if you made that parallel and it had angled parking beside it. I think you would have to take up more than two.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I thought Jim had a great idea back last year, a few years ago, on,
oh, in front of the gas. That was
a street program. Gas.
Yeah.
To take that sidewalk, move it, and just utilize it next to the building and tear that out and make parallel parking in there.
Uh-huh. But parallel, that was
much better.
Yeah. Angled.
Angled. In front, like
you gained seven when I.
You gained seven. Wow. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
but then there's a handicap on that end. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a handicap that you can turn it.
Well, this would all come out of the sidewalk fund. So we would have to work closely with council at budget time to do this. So, you know.
You take out those three trees, mm-hmm. and then you move in, and now you gain more parking.
Are we short on parking?
Huh?
For sure. I looked last time I heard you say that. Walked over Aurelius for lunch and there's one car parked on the street.
But when there's weddings, when there's a good movie, when there's
I argue that our parking is better than, like, you go to the mall to the movie. It's still a shorter walk from the open spot to the theater.
But every time you take up one, you know, when this handicap deal came up, when you take in one, you still have to have these other good walking people to park over a block or so. And, you know, that's a lot. And then because the parking lot is full over there by Cockrell & Cockrell, they have to go beyond that a little bit. And then that's why when this project, but this project, it's about now, I'd say it's 12 years old.
It is true. It is true that people, if they can't find a parking spot right next to the downtown store, they will go, they'll go to Walmart, and they'll park way at the end of the parking lot and walk twice as far as they would if they would have just taken a parking spot a block away from their store that they wanted to go into.
So 20 years ago, the guy had problems with parking. He doesn't have that problem, even though we've lost a lot of parking spots over the last 20 years.
Yeah, because it was angled parking in when that
yeah, he used to have angled parking on
the front.
We talked about this at lunch a couple times. He's got no real issues with parking right now.
I've heard other businesses say they have
issues.
I mean, and that's what spurred the sidewalk cuts at Everett's or on Franklin. Because they came to me, and then Kid Nadler showed up.
I don't mean that we don't need handicap. I mean, we're not short on overall parking spots.
Okay.
If I have to park at the north end of Main Street, in front of the courthouse there to walk to the theater, that's still shorter walk than I've got at any other theater.
Yeah.
I'm just going by what, at that time, that particular time with those merchants downtown, and then when we also had Silvertown come in, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, more and more people, and now with that, when there is some kind of, during the day when they have meet the drivers or whatever downtown, it's hard to find a parking space. Yeah, you know, it's whatever you sell. It's whatever you sell if you have problems with your customers coming in, just like any other town. But why not give a convenience there that it's there? And that's the only part of downtown that you can see where it would profit quite a few people, especially the when they have weddings or whatever there at the corner. And that's what we're trying to push for them to rent out that to more availability of parking. And that's just a small piece, but that small piece impacts a lot of business. My estimation of when I did the toll, when I walked around and talked to the merchants back then. Oh, and while we're talking about that, Mayor?
Yes.
And not to forget that it's been about a year and a half now that the Main Street Church, they approached us about making a little something so they can have handicap there at the Main Street Church, which also would help out that area, not just the church itself, because I know what they're going to say. Well, then our church needs this, and all the other churches around here, you know.
Well, and even to add on to that point, I don't know if that's a redevelopment commission area. It could be, I suppose, per the mission, but I think to put in a handicap ramp from the sidewalk would want to come from the sidewalk fund, which is part of the street department budget. No?
It's Riverboat Gaming and Revenue.
Riverboat, so we all need to go to the Riverboat.
Council control.
I go there every month.
You're doing your part.
Yeah, I lose it all.
You're gambling.
I lose it all. I never bring it back.
Get sidewalks.
But anyway, that's just I just don't want to lose that. You know, there's here again, the church is like a merchant, and they contribute a lot. And then they, especially the Lions Club, because that's where their functions are at. You know, to help out. Just didn't want to lose that.
All right. Thank you, Mayor, for the update on the Augusta Consulting. And I assume at some point they'll be coming to us, maybe with, they're looking at some of our bonds and our revenues, and they're not.
Thumbball.
They reported to the Redevelopment Commission the TIF study. Did they not?
They haven't reported yet. They gave the preliminary draft.
They talked about
is what the council is what the redevelopment voted on to approve.
Yes.
For the funding for that.
Funding for it.
And
yeah.
Then no, they're not finished with that yet. Elba will be presenting to the redevelopment eventually, but they're not ready for that yet.
Okay. Good.
To report.
All right. Good. All right. Let's. The accounts payable vouchers for approval is what you sent us, and it's right there. And then we also need to sign off on the docket for Greenville Avenue. Or is there anything in there?
No, there wasn't any.
We're done with that.
We're not done with that, but we're close. We should be able to. We don't have any claims to present tonight. Accounts payable vouchers.
Okay.
It's just the three there.
Just
for,
the three. That,
excuse me. The two. There's actually one from the previous month. They're just utility bills.
Okay.
Wind turbine.
Okay. If you would take the time to look at those, and we'll sign for those. But Jim, you have
okay.
Melissa
sorry,
Davis with Discount Galore.
Yes, she approached. I was in her store when she was having her when she opened up, and I was excited that she decided to move into Winchester, and I felt that it was part of the redevelopment, and wanted to welcome her and stuff. And then she was asking about. Maybe a ribbon cutting ceremony from the city to welcome her into the community. And I thought that would be a great idea. So I asked her to call the mayor and to see if he thought that was a good idea. And for us to just set up a ribbon cutting ceremony with the city being out there, maybe some other people that are there, and just to welcome her to Winchester. So I let her speak. Do you have anything else to add on to that?
Done fine.
And it's a busy little place. You know, it's a variety store, you know, for items. You know, so it's a very good and very clean, and she welcomes you and, you know, works with you and finds out what it, if you're looking for something in particular, she'll figure it out. So I just thought of have her come here for if we would like to set up a ribbon cutting cutting ceremony, since our newspaper's here, that way we'll get everybody with a little PR in the paper for her and us.
Do you have a ribbon?
No, I don't. We'll have Friday.
Well, Ms. Davis did come to my office and we spoke about this. And I encouraged her to speak to the chamber to do, because they're very well known for doing the ribbon cuttings. I would be more than glad to attend that. I'm not sure if the city does ribbon cuttings in the past. I don't know. But I would really encourage a collaboration with the chamber.
I did call the chamber. I've left several messages, okay. And then no one's ever gotten back with me.
Okay. Well, I'm on the board, and I can bring that up, and we can definitely do that.
Who's the director now?
Nicole Mando is the president. There's not a director. It's all volunteer. So.
That's why it's going kind of slow.
So anyway, that's the reason why I didn't want to lose anything that she's already opened, and I thought, you know, you're a type of guy that you changed all kinds of things already this year, that this wouldn't be one thing that you didn't have to follow the track.
Wow, Tim, I don't
Was that a compliment?
I don't know. I had a dream the other night, though. I had a dream the other night. I was back on the farm, and I changed so many things. I hooked up the plow, and I started plowing up streets. We haven't gone that far yet. But anyway, yeah, no, we will do what we can. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but sure. We'll get something done.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
I don't think I have anything else. Any other comments or discussion items brought up for the
commission? Other than making sure that what Furby and I were working on the Sims Drive, if we can get, I mean, Cook, I don't know, Vicki, was there a warranty or whatever? I know we had to sign something at that particular time with Cooks.
I'll look into that.
You know, because they came back.
Like to come back for spring maintenance and things like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes.
Cook's Nursery. I will be glad to look into that and see. Unless you don't know if it's right off the bat or something.
Well, we need that.
Okay.
What's that?
Could use some new mulch along there. Just make the whole area look nicer. We had that, right? That out sitting in the door, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you might get some weeds in it.
Well, we get that anyway.
Well,
okay. Joe, did you have something?
For those of us who are new to city government, would it be handy to have like an hour-long discussion with redevelopment, Board of Works, and City Council to kind of know each other's responsibilities, each other's rough budgets, so that, you know, we're not all approving a new desk for some mayor for a mayor.
Whoa, or
something like
that. Hey, I've been called that before.
Yeah.
Huh? He called me, left messages for Mayor Coyle several times.
I think that's appropriate, because I think sometimes we're dealing with some subjects that maybe is better for City Council or vice versa, or for the Board of Works.
Yeah, kind of how everything
goes. And I don't know if the mayor feels comfortable doing that, but maybe Augusta.
What is it exactly that you want? I don't understand what you want.
What's our duties?
So
what can we do?
We manage one budget. The council has another budget. Uh-huh. And I think Board of Works has another budget. Uh-huh. We kind of need to know what each other's doing a little bit, so there's not overlap.
We have council meetings every second Monday and Board of Works every third Monday.
Higher level. Not like, I'm not worried about line items. I trust everybody to do the job. But if we don't all know our own job, then we don't know if we're overlapping.
We don't know. Excuse me, I'm not trying to take this away from Joe, but the city council doesn't know where they're...
Oh, you want to be on the city council agenda, and you would like for maybe somebody from the city council to be on your agenda to update you.
No. Something more like a training workshop. So I know that streets are Board of Works' responsibility, not government.
City council's responsibility.
So you want a government 101?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't want a five-hour workshop.
Okay.
Is it?
Well, see.
Something
that we can. Jim, would you like to volunteer for that?
I'm already on several committees.
Oh, okay.
How I see it too, there, Joe.
Just go with Tom. It's okay.
But anyway, it was confusing to me when I first was on. Other than going to those meetings, like the previous mayor said, you want to know about that? Go to that meeting. So I did. I take vacation days to figure out who does what. But the mayor brings up to each of those entities if somebody wanted to plant flowers. Okay, he doesn't bring it to the city council. He would bring it to this commission because we're with redevelopment or something. The situations that come over his desk, the way I see it, he would put it to, okay, that's a city council problem. This is a redevelopment problem. And this is his city street department problem. That's the way I see it.
Your budget is mostly TIF revenue.
Right.
Right.
I don't want to take the words out of Joe's mouth here, but I think what he's trying to say is, when I was at the first Board of Works meeting, the Gateway Project was discussed.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to a city council meeting, the Gateway Project.
Well, that's in an effort on my behalf to be as transparent and open about everything in every meeting as possible.
You know. Mm-hmm. So whose jurisdiction does the Gateway Project actually come under?
No. City Council.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't think we understand that in this forum here. The city council doesn't understand that. Is that what you're trying to say?
But,
or,
yeah, the confusion about where things.
See, and this is what I disagree. This, when 4 years ago, when this was brought up, or 3 years ago, whatever, they made that Gateway Project the redevelopment problem. And it was us to the redevelopment, you know, that was brought to our attention that this was going to be paid out of this, this is going to be out of here, and then Vicki Haney had all these, who paid into this Gateway, and then how all these tax dollars, and who made the decisions between the redevelopment and, what's the other commission?
Board of Works.
No, that's the redevelopment, and there's another.
Redevelopment Authority.
Authority, see. Because when we got into with the wind turbine, we had to have both partnerships of buying whatever it was when we did the wind turbine. So am I saying that right, Vicki?
The authority can purchase land. The redevelopment commission cannot. The authority then transfers the land to the redevelopment commission if the redevelopment commission wants to accept it.
And see, and that's what you're asking, Joe. Who does what? And that's one of them. I didn't know until I got on.
But myself, I think the Gateway falls into the TIF because it's in the TIF. Mm-hmm. Is all the only reason that I always thought it did. But I don't.
Here again, it's how the mayor brings it up to you and work who this is going to be.
I don't want to, right. Yeah. So I don't want to sit through any of our meeting to learn it either.
Right.
So.
That's a good question, though.
I think Sean answered it right, Joe.
Yeah.
About the TIF dollars and that. I think that once
Bumble
comes to present.
And I think that's why it's brought up to the Redevelopment Commission in the first place, because some TIF money was used.
Right.
Not all. The lion's share is with City Council.
Well.
But part of Redevelopment Commission paid for it.
The Redevelopment gave probably one of the biggest matches for it. Of course, it was a reimbursement from NDOT. I mean, it was a grant from NDOT.
But at the end of the day, who is responsible for maintaining it? The city of Winchester.
The city of Winchester.
And the city of Winchester is council.
Right.
The city of Winchester appropriates budgets, say, for the street department.
And for redevelopment.
And if they don't appropriate budgets such as fuel, then the Gateway cannot be maintained. So it is overlapping. It does take both Redevelopment Commission understanding and approval on some things, as well as City Council, because you don't have, in this body, in this board, the authority to appropriate a budget for
the entity in which we'll maintain a gateway.
That's true.
You could. Mm-hmm. We could hire it out, and you could use your TIP dollars to pay a contractor and relieve my city, my street department from doing that. Good. But I don't see that's, I don't think that's wise.
See, that's what, well, that's kind of where we got into on Sims Drive.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, yeah. Conan. And yeah. I see where Joe gets confused about it.
The lines are blurred a little
because,
bit.
Yeah.
But I think we're all working, we all want the same thing.
Right.
But whose authority is it?
Great.
Do you see now what I'm saying? That
our bond payments, I completely understand why those are handled here.
Sure.
Yeah, and it gets kind of fuzzy. So approving some expenditures, I'm not real clear that it's us. I don't think anything's gone wrong yet. It's just I can imagine questions coming up where I'm not so sure. And I need to know before I get to the meeting, not at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll attend some other meetings to see.
Okay.
Get a better feeling.
Well, we had a, when I served on the University Senate, we had a hierarchy. You had the university president and the provost and the chancellor. Then you had Senate, then you had faculty council, but you had these bodies, these subcommittees that had to go through one or the other. I can see what I can put together, because it would be helpful for me as well.
It's kind of like what HWC told you how this gateway project's going to work. Right now, it's still in the hands of NDOT, and they're, I mean, we had to satisfy what the permit said that they were going to do, you know. And so, you know, they got to approve it, and then once they approve it, then it becomes the city's. Mm-hmm. You know, we're kind of in the same way. Like I'm thinking on Sim Center Drive. I know the commission. I know the TIP money paid for the development of Sim Center Drive.
And that's a very good point, Conan, because other things that the Redevelopment Commission may take over by issue of bond. Say, for instance, the windmill.
Right.
Eventually, the bond will be paid off, and the money generated from the windmill will go
to
the city because it'll be city owned.
Right.
Right now, because you're the redevelopment commission,
yeah.
you are the body that is taking. I don't know. Maybe in business, the biggest risk, because you're the one buying the thing. You're investing in the thing. And managing it until it matures, perhaps. The Shell building out at Vision Park. You issued the bond. Maybe not you personally. This board issued the bond. Built it, got it paid off, got it people in it, and now the city of Winchester benefits tremendously from it.
Mm-hmm.
You're the facilitator. Of redevelopment. Does that help, Joe?
More mud.
Sorry.
I appreciate everything that's been said. I need to think more on my question.
I need. I'm with you though. I'm having the same issues, and it might be something we can discuss. Well, I mean, I wonder. I hate to get consultants to come in here and tell us what to do because the. Anyway,
I think the council has the same problem.
Okay.
Well, yeah, there's
the role a little bit better.
Right. There are roles, and then there are assumed roles.
Yeah.
And those need to be straightened out.
The
that's
line.
For sure. That's
yeah.
for sure. On a lot of different levels, not just here, but on many other levels
sure.
as well.
Yeah.
Of what you're voting for in the ballot box, and then what that becomes, what those duties really are per Indiana code. That is true. So how would you advise me to go, what would you like me to do? Would you like for me to see if I can get someone from the state to talk more about redevelopment commission?
Well, that might not be a bad idea. I don't know, the IAC or the DLGF or somebody like that. I'm just throwing
sure.
up things that I don't know if there's a con- Yeah, that would be the place. It would be from a state.
The resource.
Or,
to,
yeah.
I think I could have someone to answer.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have a good question to ask, so.
Well,
I need to think on it.
Okay. Yeah, we're not quite there yet. We'll probably need another month to think about this. But in the meantime, Sean, if you've got, you know, maybe a contact.
Is to the managing.
Which is us. I mean, at the time when that happened, it was this, this was it.
And you would know that, I mean, yeah.
And every time there's a subject that comes up, you know, it'll go through the office and then they'll, goes here, goes there. I mean, that's where I've seen it in the past. Where does this question or problem go to? Because everything that we do is tax dollar, all of us.
Yeah.
Everybody is tax dollar. So it's an open thing.
Well, that is arguable though, because TIF dollars are not technically tax dollars, because Indiana capped property taxes, and everything you're messing, everything you get to play with in this commission is above that cap. So it's, it is and it isn't. It's not the purest form of tax dollars like what city governments get to play with. Redevelopment Commission gets to play with a whole new realm of money that wouldn't have necessarily, this commission may not even have been, I retract that. But you get to play with money that cannot be traditionally captured by taxes.
But when tax I cap. Heard that gentleman talk, the tax dollar became this circle. And then when he came over to this side was open. The tax dollar was still in there. And he said the same thing, you know, can or cannot. But then that's the TIF money, how you create a TIF. It wasn't created with just somebody donated the money. It came from the tax dollar, how it first matured. And then it breaks off into another one, then another one, and then another one. And that's why it was great to have a TIF area. The way I understood what he was explaining to us. I mean, it's just a, you know, everybody, you know, understood but didn't understand, you know. But that's just the way I understand it. Dollars are dollars.
Dollars are dollars. Not all dollars are tax dollars. Weird, but it's
No.
They're bad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's work on that. If we think there's a good resource out there that would maybe help us define that, it's going to help us define our roles better. I certainly think we would benefit from that. But if you want to sit, let it sit for a month and think about it. Maybe do some exploring on our own and attend some of the other meetings.
Yeah, I think that's a big answer for me.
Okay, good. All right. Any other discussion or comments or items to be brought up for the commission?
So do we make a motion?
Approve the claim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Everyone's had a chance to see the claims. And.
Corona, I did say that there's two claims in there that are the wind turbine. And then the other one was Barnes and Thornburg. And that was about the wind turbine.
Contract.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, right, for the wind turbine, yeah. Performance services. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that because I don't think I said that right.
Okay.
So. Thank you.
Okay. I make a motion to accept the bills as presented.
Okay. Second by Joe. Motion by Jim. Any discussion? Yeah, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed to the payment of the claims? Okay. Hearing none, they're approved. Thank you for coming, Melissa. Discounts galore. We'll have to stop by. You're just south of Jason, or the Blade?
Uh-huh.
Okay, first door on south of there. Thank you. And motion to adjourn.
Make motion.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Jim. Second by Joe Bat. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Thank you. All right.
Another meeting.
You know, get a hold of me, still got my number?
Yeah, here's our...
Still got my number?
I'm
sure I do.
Yeah, sure.
Good luck, Melissa. How can you not bend? I'm not a good chopper.
And everything is very reasonable price. I found it at her place.
Several.
That same table.
Of course, this is only...